Hey, you guys doing? Thank you for tuning into this podcast. Oh, jeez. Sorry about that. So check it real quick. The intro to the podcast is up, is live, it's now, it's proud, it's up there, cool. Real quick, I just want to let y'all know that, you know, I can't wait to really get into this, start throwing up all these ideas and just everything for the podcast. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a fun time. We're going to have a fun 2020. I mean, now it kind of sucks because of COVID-19, but give it time. We'll have fun. Just for a little future references or whatever, I also got videos coming out on YouTube, and that can be found on YouTube, and it's ENJ Investigations. That's me and my friend. We go and we explore haunted places, you know, hotels, abandoned places. I mean, we're about to go do a video in a cemetery. I mean, okay, yes, all cemeteries are haunted, but, you know, or not haunted, but, you know, whatever. They're full of dead people, so, of course, we're going to get something. But me and my friend will be doing that. I'm hoping by the middle of this month. What else? But you know, just to put that in the backseat for a quick second. Not for nothing. I really just wanted to say this real quick, and like I said, it's not gonna be a long video or long episode. It's probably something short, sweet to the, you know, just to get going. Man, you know, scary situation we living in right now. You know, the whole world is under quarantine. Like, you know, we have a virus that's killing people. You know, it started out in China, killed a crap load of people out there. You know, then Italy started getting it, we got it. Like, you know, everybody got it all over the world. But, like, you know, we're hit over here in the United States. China is or was hit and isn't now or whatever. And then, you know, you got Italy who, you know, everybody loves going there to retire or just to visit or whatever the case may be. And you know, everybody's dying. And it sucks. And Italy, you know, you see pictures and you see videos, like, before this even happened. And Italy is such a beautiful place. I would love to go to Italy, honestly, before this would have happened. But, like, now, man, it sucks, man. I pray for them. I pray for everybody. I pray for the people that are affected. I pray for their families, the nursing staffs, the doctors, all of them. I pray for everybody, because this is real. This is a real situation. And, you know, not for nothing, I know this is going to sound really bad. I know a lot of people that are going to listen to this might think I'm an idiot. You know, you might say something, but it's cool. I at one point really joked about this. I really thought that this was a joke. I find stuff like this very funny. So, like, you know, we can have a serious conversation. Next thing you know, boom, coronavirus. Oh, you know, if I get it, I get it. Ha ha ha, laughing about it. You know, but at the end of the day, it's a serious situation. It's a serious situation, and it sucks. It sucks to know that, you know, people are dying left and right. You know, and I feel bad. I feel very bad. I feel sad, too, to a degree. Like, I'm not like, oh, no, everybody's dying, like, sad like that. But, like, it hurts. Especially when you hear kids are dying. Like, you know, I don't got kids of my own, but I got two nieces and two nephews. And, you know, if something would ever happen to them, that would suck. But, you know, as a whole, not, you know, individual, but as a whole world, not, you know, not just Italy by themselves, not just United States, not just Canada, not just Mexico or Russia or blah, 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 blah. You know, as a whole world, as a whole human race, we all need to just chill in the house, relax, have fun with the kids, have fun with your friends. I mean, shit, by the time this passes, and I apologize for cursing, but by the time this passes, I'm praying and I'm hoping that, you know, we all learn from this. We all learn to, you know, make sure we kiss our loved ones, because tomorrow's never granted for them. You know, just enjoy life that you have. Have fun. Do the most you can with it. We all quarantine. I mean, right now I'm in my car, but I'm quarantined, quote unquote. At the end of the day, I'm just praying and I'm hoping that, you know, we get through this. And like I said, by middle of April, I'm hoping to start recording videos for my channel, for the YouTube channel I told y'all about, the ENJ investigations on YouTube. When that does start and it does start going, I will, you know, I will tell y'all, check it out. I'll plug it on the description. But yeah, just, you know, just keep your eyes out for that. But until then, podcasting is where I'm going to be at. Again, this is probably going to be one of my shortest podcasts. I'm going to try to drop as many podcasting episodes, whatever, as much as I can in a week. So right now it's going to be my first one. I think my second one will probably come to you guys maybe Tuesday. If you guys have Twitter, if you guys have Facebook, if you guys have, again, YouTube as well, because I'm going to be posting up updated videos onto the channel as well. Feel free to follow us. I'll leave my link in the description to the Twitter account, to my Facebook, and hopefully to my YouTube channel. I do hope that, you know, this is going to be good for everybody to listen to. What else? I mean, there's so much to say, but just not enough to, you know, but not enough time to say, you know what I mean? You know, it's sad. It's a sad time to live in, you know, and like I said, just kiss your kids, kiss your, you know, your older parents, everybody. Just, you know, tell them that you love them, because God forbid, you know, you don't know who got it and who do and who don't got it. And, you know, just be happy with your family, your friends, your loved ones. You know, some of y'all, you know, might be married. Some of y'all may have your girlfriends or your girlfriends and kids or wife and kids. And, you know, just be around them. Be happy, be thankful you get to spend time with your family like that. You know, like I said, as a whole, we gotta come together. On this podcast, by the way, we will have, there will be a second person, my co-host. But I don't know if that will be now or if that's going to be on Tuesday. We haven't really decided. Like, we're still in the works of doing all this. I just had to get, you know, my intro out plus this. So like I said, you know, just enjoy listening to everything. Have fun, you know. Y'all can leave me messages. This podcast, we do talk about everything and anything from right now, from the world's crisis all the way up to, like in my intro, into my own personal experience with paranormal. But hey, if y'all got stories to share about paranormal, if you got stuff you want to say about, you know, what's going on in the world and how you feeling, you can leave a message, a voice note, whatever. You could add, if you want, onto this. I could add you into my podcast. Like, just whatever you want to do, just let me know. I got y'all. You know, just make sure you tell your friends, your family, whoever. You know, this should be out, I guess. It takes like 5 days to load up somewhere, but Spotify, Apple stores, wherever you listen to your podcast, you know, just be ready, guys. It's gonna be a fun 2020, and hopefully longer than 2020. I hope I can start doing podcasting for, you know, for quite some time and take off and just have fun. Again, like I said, just keep your eyes and ears out for my YouTube channel that's coming up soon, and enjoy. And and it sucks with this whole COVID situation. You know, Italy's kind of going. They are going through it. Italy's going through some stuff. We're going through stuff here in the United States. You know, my city, where I'm from Staten Island, New York. You know, but I spent my whole life in the city of New York City. They ghost town now. You know, the city that never sleeps is now empty. That's hard to even to fathom. Damn. Again, I apologize about the cursing. You know, at the end of the day, we all are suffering. And whether we have it, whether we don't have it, whether we know people have it, whether we don't know if they have it, it sucks. It sucks. Majorly. And, you know, I pray that, you know, everybody gets well in the world. From United States to Italy to Japan to China to wherever, man. I hope everybody gets through this. I hope we all pull through. And I hope we go back to normal. Or, well, whatever normal is going to be. You know, what is it? Just alone in the United States, 6.6 million people. 6.6 million people have filed for unemployment. Like, that, it's crazy. I can't even wrap my head around it. I can't even get a thought about how effective, like how this is affecting people. And it sucks. And, you know, I really hope that we really, like, as a whole, I hope we pull through. I really do. You know, and like I said, this video, I'm on YouTube. This podcast, or this first podcast itself, it's not gonna be, you know, I'm not gonna go on and on and on and on and on about COVID-19. But I do want to get this out here now, get this over with, because, you know, when I do upload my next podcast, I'm hoping it's like Tuesday or Wednesday, you know, this podcast thing is more about just fun. I want to talk to people. I want people to chime in with their stuff. I want people to tell me about, like, you know, maybe they have experience with certain stuff, or what they're doing with their family while they're, you know, lockdown or quarantine, whatever the hell they want to call this. Like I said in my first part of this podcast segment, you know, I'm gonna be talking about my personal encounters with paranormal activity. I'll also have videos to upload on YouTube. I'm not trying to plug that as much, but I got that to do for YouTube and all that. But, you know, right now it sucks. Right now we can't really do nothing. But, you know, at the end of the day, I'm hoping, you know, by the end of this month, maybe beginning next month, you know, we can start doing stuff, get out the house. Like, you know, I know everybody's gonna have cabin fever, and it's gonna suck. It's gonna suck majorly, because y'all really can't do nothing unless you're essential. If you're an essential employee, then you are allowed out of the house. And, I mean, it is what it is, but it's still bogus. You know, it comes down to the point where, as a person, as a human, as a person who's not really affected by this, per se, because I don't really have to deal with this, because I don't know anybody that, well, I mean, I know certain people that might have it, but I don't gotta deal with this situation as much as other people do, and it sucks. I feel bad for the ones that are actually dealing with this, that, you know, they losing their mothers, their fathers, their loved ones, you know, the people that had kids and their kids got in, their kids died. I feel better for them. Like, you know, like I said, I used to joke about this, but now it's not funny. Now it's not funny. Now it's not, you know, time for fun and games and time for jokes. This is some serious, serious business. And, you know, it sucks. And I pray. I mean, like I said, it comes down to it as a person, as a human, as a person that works in the medical field. So I don't work in the medical field like that, but, like, I work with the doctors and the nurses. But, you know, it sucks. It sucks. It's not the greatest thing that us as a human race should be dealing with. You know, like I said, the families that lost their kids and everybody that, and even if they have kids that are fighting right now, I pray to God that your kids feel better. I pray to God that your kids get better. I pray to God that your kids live and you know, get to be with their mothers and fathers and everything. And for those single parents that are doing their best that they can with their kids, you know, being locked up with them, stay strong. Stay strong. We're here for y'all. Y'all can talk to us. Y'all can, you know, whatever. Stay strong. We're here for you. You know, you want to talk? I'm pretty sure someone's out there wants to listen. Shoot, you can hit me up on here, you can hit me up on Facebook, whichever, or on Twitter. I'll listen. I mean, I don't got no kids, but I'm here. I'll lend an ear, I'll be supportive, I'll be your friend, you know, just to get your mind straight so you're not losing it, or, you know, you're not gonna break down when you leave. Like, you know, really quick, true story. Went to a little convenience store over here in my town. This lady was in line or whatever. I walked past her, went to go grab what I had to grab, and she broke down in tears. And she said she had to get out of the house because she could not handle being in the house with her kids. And she feels like giving up. Mind you, it's only been 2 weeks, if that. It may be even less than 2 weeks. But you know what? Like, the ones like that, you know, just, they need it, they need the help, and I felt bad, and, I gave her a hug, and I told her, you know, like, everything's gonna be okay, you know, but at the end of the day, that's all we really can do. We can't really go above and beyond what we want to try to do and help people out, just because of the simple fact that we don't know who's carrying it. I mean, hey, I might have hugged her, she might have had it, and I may carry it, but I may not have the symptoms. We don't know. Not saying I have it before anybody goes, oh my God, he has it. I don't know. I already got tested, like, I already got that done. You know, and you know, it's a good thing to get tested. Like, I got tested, and I'm negative. I don't have the COVID-19 or whatever the hell it's called. So I'm good. I tested negative, so that's a plus. Okay, that was the wrong time to joke. I'm sorry, guys. You know, and not for nothing. And I know people around the world, it's not just here in America, but around the world. China, Japan, Italy, you know, Spain, Chile, Canada. Like, the list just goes on and on. We all, as people, we miss the sports world, man. I miss the NBA, I miss the NHL, the NFL, I mean, they're not really going to play right now, but you know what I mean, the MLB, their season was supposed to start up. I mean, look, I'm from New York, my Yankees, hey, let's do it, win that World Series. They winning it when we do open up, when this does open up again. You know, hockey, Rangers, I mean, the list just goes on and on. Like, it sucks as a whole, you know. What is it, you know, like, boxing, the UFC, the WWE, AEW, you know, everybody's doing what they can to make ends meet, but at the end of the day, when it comes down to your performers, you gotta let them go home and let them relax, because, you know, again, you don't know who has it. Like, what is it, Miami, Florida, The last time I was watching the news or reading a news article, it had over 9,000 or 8,000 cases just in the state of Florida. Okay, in Florida, my friends, my family, they all live out there. And it sucks because I can't be with them and I can't help them and I can't make sure they're fine. I can't, you know, comfort them. And, it, you know, it hurts my feelings because, like I said, that's family and I miss them and I love them so much. And you know, I just pray. I pray for everybody. I pray for the time of need, you know, that we all get through this as a whole and not just individually. I think this is where I'm going to leave my podcast at the end. I do thank everybody for listening. I do thank everybody for taking the time to follow this channel or to follow this podcasting channel, I think, whatever. There are more to come. I do promise you guys that. I really do promise. You know, feedback is great on here. I'm pretty sure you could leave like voice notes or something like that in my inbox on this app or on this. So feel free to tell me what y'all think, tell me what y'all mean to talk about. I mean, this is my podcast, but this is our podcast, if that makes sense. Again, you know, stay safe, stay blessed. Hope you all don't wind up getting you know, any type of situations. And for those of you that will enjoy my podcasting, stay tuned, because I'm pretty sure you're going to like most of the episodes that are coming up in about a week or so. Thank you.